Well, hello there. This is Mrs. Nealon from Room C3, and I'm here with Janice today, who we're going to hear her story called Friendship Beats Food. Janice is here with me today, and she'll be interviewed after the podcast. So let's listen to Friendship Beats Food. Long ago, on a mysterious island of no food, a villager named Fred wished to find an amazing banana split. He wanted a banana split, but there were no bananas. So he thought, there's no banana, so I guess I'll get a coconut. First, Fred ran to where the palm trees had coconuts. Fred climbed up the big and scary looking tree, but when he got to the top, there were no coconuts. Fred was sad, but he did not give up. Fred said, there's no bananas. There's no coconuts. So I'll get my fishing boat and fish for a big whale fish. He built a boat out of pieces of palm leaves and bark. Fred pulled it into the water and got into the boat. But it broke. Out of the hut, a girl named Janella gave Fred a big loaf of sweet bread. Fred said, thank you. He was happy. They ate and ate until they got full. In the end, Fred and Janella became friends, and they were glad. They knew they were alone on the island of no food, but they had each other. Let's welcome Janice to the show. Janice, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Janice is just a little shy here. Well, Janice, we have a couple of questions that I'd like you to answer. Are you okay with answering those questions?
Yes.
Okay, you got to speak up a little bit louder, okay? What inspired you to write this very funny story?
I have an uncle named Fred.
All right. And is your uncle stranded on an island right now? What did you say?
No.
All right. Nice and loud for me, okay? What are your favorite books to read, Janice? Do you like to read Dr. Seuss books?
Yes.
Do you like to read Junie B. Jones books?
No.
What is that? I couldn't hear you.
No.
All right. And can you tell me a little bit about what you would like to be when you grow up?
A doctor.
Tell me why you would want to be a doctor.
Because they make people feel better.
All right. Thank you very much, Janice, for being interviewed today. If you like this story, please make sure that you check in on our podcast and listen to other stories written by second grade students in C3. Ciao for now.